Hey friends, and welcome to another episode of the Soul CEO podcast. My name is Rachel Bacark, and I am the founder of Soul CEO, where we are passionate about helping faith-filled and spirit-led entrepreneurs build a profitable business without losing their soul. Today's episode number 65 is all about planning to win, and I think that this is going to be really effective for you to go through a couple of times, sit down and actually map out the homework that I give you in today's episode, especially when planning for the new year. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast, leave a 5-star rating and written review, especially on Apple Podcasts, because it really helps this show continue to get ranked and continue to go trending in the different markets. I do want to shout out, if you do leave a written review, I do my best to kind of give you some props and thank you. Today, I want to highlight A. Griffey, who left 5 stars and said, "Wow, God is so good." In A. Griffey's review says, wow, I have been praying for someone and something exactly like Soul CEO Rachel. What an amazing answer to prayer. I align perfectly with everything she says. So thankful for her. Well, I'm thankful for you for subscribing, for binging, for listening, for sharing, and make sure that you hit me up on Facebook or Instagram if you're listening to these podcasts and let me know what you think. Give me some criticism. Join the conversation. All right, guys, let's dive in to today's topic, planning to win. There's a really famous quote, you probably have heard it a million times, that nobody plans to fail, but they fail to plan. And the whole idea, the concept of this training is to slow down in order to go fast. Now, one of the greatest privileges that I have is running two businesses. It's an amazing gift and stewardship, and I enjoy both of them so tremendously. One being the founder of Team Heart, which is a large global direct sales team. And then the other is, as you guys know, is Soul CEO. And in both of those, I do a lot of individual and, of course, group coaching and mentoring. And specifically inside of my direct sales business, we've had a ton of like new enhancements, launches, and I've been working with a lot of up and coming, what I call rising star leaders, in what it takes in their mindset, their skill set, and their leadership to go to 6 figures. So if you're kind of at a level right now where you're like, hey, I want to get to that next rank, I want to get to that next promotion, that next income tier, or maybe you're in a traditional business but you want to increase revenue for the next year, this is going to be the podcast for you. My first question to really kick it off is, what is your business plan, right? When we're looking at the next 3 months, the next 6 months, the next 12 months, or even 2 to 5 years, what is your business plan? Have you actually sat down and mapped it? Now, I can tell you, like, if you're anything like me, it can be super overwhelming to possibly think about needing some detailed spreadsheets or something formal that you might read in like a Harvard review. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is actually just figuring out when you're going to work your business, who you're going to work with, where you're going to work, why you're working, and then how. Let's dive into these a little bit more deeply. And if you have a pen and paper, I recommend taking notes. If you're not driving, not on the treadmill, because the best leaders are excellent students, and that's how you retain this stuff. And this is really more of an action-based podcast and air episode anyways. So when are you working? Have you figured out yet when are you working? Do you know who you're going to work with? Do you know where you're working? Do you know why it is that you're pushing to the next goal? I'm going to share what that is here in a second. And then how, like, what's going to be the actual tactics? Like, what are you going to be doing every single day? And maybe the answer is really the fifth question is, what are you doing to grow? Now, if you've listened to some of my previous podcasts, I don't know if it was episode 15 or 16, I did a podcast with my dad. It's one of the best listened one, most downloaded, most shared. And that was on the color voices and the fact that all of us tend to, well, we're all the colors. God is all the colors. And so we use, you know, different colors like red, yellow, green, and blue to kind of speak into what voice is maybe our dominant one or what voice we go into in different situations. I recommend heading back to that episode and listen to it. You're absolutely going to love it. I've studied the colors, the personality types for over a decade, and they've seriously helped not only me understand myself, become more self-aware, but also to grow so that I can connect and move my relationships forward. Now, it is true that certain colors are more apt to be planners, right? When we think about, let's just go over really quickly, just a little recap. The reds, My reds are going to be motivated, or I should say money motivated. They're going to be competitive. They're going to be driven. They're natural born leaders. They tend to burn out a little bit easier. They tend to have a ton of distraction. They tend to take on too much. It's your typical type A, 4.0 GPA, a valedictorian, best of the best, the winningness. They have all the name brands. Those are the reds. They're very dominant voices, very domineering, very masculine voices. Even if you're a woman, you can be in a red voice all the time. And I tend to be in business quite often. The other color, yellow. Yellow would be much softer, but it's also very vibrant. Think about yellow as a color, like it's sunshiny. Yellows are optimists. They're social. They have tons of friends and they keep relationships for forever. They tend to be late. They tend to be disorganized. This would not be necessarily a color, even though it's very social and very fun. Maybe that would be very apt to plan. Where on the other side, a green is very logical, big vision, big thinker, very statistic oriented, info oriented, detail oriented. They have spreadsheets for everything. I got a lot of green in me. It helps me build systems for my business. And then our blues, they're heart driven. They're led by their heart. They wear their heart on their sleeve. They're natural servants and helpers and natural and nature driven and wearing organic, you know, lovely things. They don't want to speak up in meetings. They don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, just like the yellows, because they value relationships more than anything. So our reds and our greens, the really money motivated, you know, leader types, entrepreneurs, and the greens that are maybe a bit more engineering mindsets, they could be more apt to slowing down to go fast. Reds might struggle with this, but they'll do it so it makes them more money, right? They kind of grow into that green persona in order to make them more successful. But I understand that no matter what kind of color you are or more dominant you are, this isn't easy for everyone. But I will say that this is one of the more profitable exercises you can do before starting a massive momentum run. I had my previous podcast, I talked about the seasons of life in episode 64, and we discussed Ecclesiastes 3 in the Bible, written by King Solomon, talking about that there's a time to plant and a time to harvest and a time to go fast, a time to go slow, a time to speak, a time to be quiet, all of that. And so right now, if you're like, hey, I'm getting ready to do something big, I'm really getting ready to launch or relaunch my business, you might want to slow down to go fast. And you have to come up with a plan to win. So much of our life is based on default, not on design. And so we want to take some moments to plan. Have you thought about your goals for the next year? If you're in direct sales, do you have a plan of rank advancing? Do you have a plan of earning a new trip or a promotion or some sort of tier or title? Maybe if you're not in direct sales or network marketing, you're looking at expanding your income or your reach or even your impact. Success does not just happen. It has to be intentional. Yes, there's some people that fall over, seem to trip over, you know, those unicorn stories, and they are that rare. You know, you're not just going to open up your downline or your back office one day and see massive amounts of people there. You got to drive to those people and building up those subscriptions and volume. Consequently, or, you know, on another side, flip side, if you're like a coach or a realtor or, you know, an influencer and you're listening to this, or even like in ministry and you want to increase tithes or offerings or sales or clients or customers or, you know, whatever it might be that you're growing, it's not going to just happen, right? And when I ask you, when are you going to work? Who are you going to work with? Where are you going to work? Why are you going to work? And how are you going to work? You can't just say to me like, well, I'm going to work when I can, or with who wants to, or where it's possible, or, you know, when I feel like it, you know, when I can work, like that's the first question. When are you working? Have you created a schedule for your business? Do you know what days of the week you're going to work? What hours of those days you're going to work? I work Monday through Friday. Typically, I almost never work weekends, and I work my butt off not to work weekends. And there's another reason, is because it doesn't work for our family. My husband works a corporate, high-level corporate job. And so in his career, he's working 50 plus hours a week. Monday through Friday. And so the last thing I want to do is work when he's off or when he gets home. So I work my tushy off. That's when I'm going to work those 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, to get as much as I can done then so I can spend as much time with him as possible during the weekends. Now, you might be working a full-time job and doing a side gig on the side, right? You might have a side hustle. So you might have to work weekends. Have you noted that in your calendar? Like, when are your work hours? When you're looking at a six-figure or a seven-figure business owner or a CEO of a big corporation or even like a small business that's really profitable, whether it be a plumbing or a house cleaning company or commercial cleaning company, they know when they're working. They know where they're working. They know when their office hours are. If they're successful, they have created the plan. So first question, when are you going to work? Have you sat down, and you should sit down with your calendar to denote your business hours. You don't have to work all day every day, especially if you're in network marketing, but you got to touch your business every day. You know, creating those routines, creating office hours also helps you delineate between family time and business time, or family mode or wife mode and business mode. I have to take off my business hat when my husband comes home because it's, well, going back to the color voices, it's a completely different color. And I go from being a very like take charge and leading and driving and pushing to into my feminine side and into the submissive side and into the helpmate side of my amazing husband. So when are you going to work? Let's talk about who you're going to work with. I want to specifically highlight direct sellers and network marketers right now. Have you identified who in your organization that you're going to be working with, right? And some of you guys listening, you might have very local businesses. You might have more of a regional or national business. And some of you guys have an international organization worldwide. You got to figure out who you're going to work with. Now, as your team expands, when you have five or six people on your team, it's pretty easy to work with everybody, even 10 or 15 or even 20 people. You can essentially work with almost everyone. But there comes a tipping point in every network marketer's team where you just can't work with everyone. Write this down. You want to give everyone your love, and everyone deserves your love, but not everyone deserves your time. And so you want to be looking at the hot spots in your business to see, okay, who's motivated, who's enrolling, who's participating, who's going to events, who's showing up on the calls, who's putting numbers on the board. That is where you want to go flame the fire. I'm sitting in my cabin right now in northern Minnesota. We have a beautiful little great room, and in the living room, there's this two-story River Rock fireplace. It's kind of the focal point of our cabin. It's just gorgeous. And now that it's kind of getting in, it's winter, it's freezing up here in Siberia. We are putting, Tony and I make fires all the time. And we don't just have your typical wood-burning fireplace. We also have this beautiful high-end like stove that's a part of it. It's like a fan system. So you start your fire, you head over to the wall, you flick a switch, you turn the knob, and all of a sudden you hear the air start moving in. And it literally just rushes oxygen onto that, those mini kindling or whatever you're starting your fire with. Now, as you can imagine, Tony and I do get busy, and there's times we're working on projects and we'll come back hours later and we'll see that there's only embers left. Like, whoops, the fire went out. And all we have to do is throw on another piece of wood on those embers, turn on the fan, boom, that oxygen blows right on those embers, and poof, the fire turns on again. Who in your organization, do you have them on a whiteboard? Do you have them on a working list that, you know, are closest to rank or striking distance that you're going to be working with? If you're a real estate broker, maybe you have up and coming realtors that are really hustling, that deserve your time, that are putting in the effort, that, you know, taking them to lunch once a week, pouring into them everything that you have is going to help them be more successful. Same thing is if you're in ministry and you have people underneath you, if you're a pastor, you know, have you identified in your congregation, you know, who are those people that are influencers or that are, really adding value or volunteering to the church that you know that, hey, they are really putting in a lot. They're taking in 5 steps. I can go meet them and pour oxygen or blow oxygen onto those embers and those fires. Where are you going to work? This is pretty simple, but I think it's, you know, important to think of a plan. You know, do you work best in a public setting? Do you like to go to coffee shops and have the hustle and bustle around you? Or do you like to be more in a cave? I like to be like closed in an office with no distractions and no other noises so that I can get my stuff done. So where are you going to work? Have you created an office space in your home? One of my leaders in her home, she has 3 kids, and she knew that she needed to go to the next level and she needed a designated office space. So she took part of her master walk-in closet, got a tiny desk, probably off of like Facebook Marketplace, hung some lights, put her computer in there, and she would work and close the door in, you know, probably an 8x6 space, but it was allowing her to just shut everything away so that she could work on her business and make calls. 4th question is, why are you working? When creating a business plan, if you neglect the why, like why you are driving so hard, why you are pushing, why you are facing your fears, I call this your emotional insurance policy. To ask yourself, why am I really doing this? What has God really put on my heart? What do I want to do with this? Why does it matter that I run to this next rank? Who will be affected by it? And who will be affected if I don't make this happen? So you can spend a couple of minutes or an hour and writing out like the why, the emotional insurance policy. There's you know, a phrase that in network marketing specifically that you need a why that makes you cry. That's not true. For some people, you just need a why that makes you angry. Like maybe you're so frustrated of constantly worrying about the bills or living paycheck to paycheck or not having money for opportunities that are coming your way or not being able to afford to buy a house now that rates have gone up or being stressed out about inflation because you're really living hand to mouth. Maybe it's the fact that you're trading 50, 60 hours a week for a boss that you hate, working for a company that doesn't care about you and that will literally replace you in 7 days if you die. And you're like, I'm building my CEO's and my company's dream. I'm not building my own legacy. So take a few minutes or an hour or more before the end of the year and write out your why. And you don't need one why to build this business. You're going to need many whys to be successful because I'm telling you, there are so many negative days and drama-filled moments and blows that you take in life and in business and in sales and in network marketing. So it's important to have a evolving why. My why 10 years ago looked very different than it does today. 11 years ago, it looks very, very, very different. It was more about me, and now it's a bit more about we, and we is W-E, and altruistic. It's more about giving back and the impact and continuing to build something for my family's legacy. And then how or what are you going to do to build your business? Now, when we specifically talk about sales and creating a business plan, slowing down to go fast, I find that in a lot of my mentoring calls, there's only 3 things that I do every day. I recruit, I launch new teamies, and I mentor at a high level. So when I'm mentoring at a high level, I specifically talk to what I call rising stars. These are people at 1,000 to maybe 5,000 a month, and they're moving to that, you know, 10K or more, like 6 figures. And then occasionally with my 6-figure earners moving to 7. And when I do these mentoring calls, I find that as they're wanting to grow their sales or to grow their volume or their subscription base or new enrollments, if you will, inside of their downline, is that it's apparent that they need more people. Well, what's your plan to get more people? Remember, people don't just fall into your downline. They, you know, clients for your real estate business, they're not just going to randomly call you up. You need to have a marketing strategy. Even network marketing, think about the term. You market to a network. So what is your business plan, your plan to win in this next year? Like, are you going to continue to talk to the same people over and over? Are you going to hope that those 3 people that you've had in your funnel for the last 18 months, that one of them is going to pop or one of those eggs are going to hatch? I think that that's a plan for failure. So you want to pick a platform, either online or offline or both, and create a business plan with that. I'm going to leave this episode here on that point. And then I think what we'll do here in the next episode, we're going to talk about creating that plan online and offline or both and discuss the pros and cons and different variations and really how I have gone and used online. I use offline for a very particular reason, but I use online to build what I call a micro celebrity brand. And I want to bring you guys some updates of what I see in the trends and what's working for me in my business right now to move into 2023 to explode your influence and what's working so much in my case studies. So if you guys love this podcast, please do me a favor, hit subscribe, share this to your social media, tag me at Soul CEO on Instagram or hit me up on Facebook. Also note that we have a free Facebook community. So if you are a faith-based entrepreneur, specifically in network marketing, but doesn't matter, and you're looking for inspiration, free training, and a community of like-minded, spirit-led individuals, please check me out. It's in the show notes. It's our Soul CEO, our free Facebook group, and we do trainings in there monthly. So God bless, guys. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.